John Dowd, not the day you wanted, but still great to see you out here. Are you bummed, or are you just happy to be racing?
Well, I'm definitely bummed. You know, yeah. I mean, the first moto didn't go great. I mean, it was okay. I fell. I kind of came back. I feel like I rode okay, but you know, the second moto sucked. I was in a first turn pile, and I got up there really good too. Mm-hmm. I was kind of thinking I was doing all right, and then I just got collected up with the pile.
Yeah, like what happened? Just who knows?
I was on the outside, and something happened from on the inside of me, mm-hmm. and guys just came at me out of control, and we just all went down. You know, it's just a part of racing, but the worst part is I kind of broke something on my bike. We broke an electrical plug, mm-hmm. like behind the shroud there, and so the bike wouldn't run. So I kind of got screwed. I couldn't really finish.
Right.
I mean, even at last a shit start, I would have got up and rode, and you know, I think I could have got something out of it, but whatever.
So actually, you're kind of bummed. Bad day. Like you expected much better.
Well, you know, I was hoping for better. Obviously, I was hoping to ride both motos. You know.
Right.
I mean, who knows what happened finish-wise, but I mean, I definitely enjoy riding out here. You know, all the fans are great, and I actually felt like I was ready for the second moto. Like I had energy, and I was kind of psyched and wanting a little more than that first moto. So I'm bummed about that. I really wanted something better in the second moto, and it just I kind of got screwed. So
right, how much time did you put into this race? I think I read an interview with you, or I heard something before the race where you were like, "I better get started going on it, like getting ready." So how much preparation went into this?
Well, I cut out the extra donuts at Dunkin' Donuts starting a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Stopped McDonald's last week, so I figured I was ready. No, I mean I was probably about a month. I mean I've been trying to focus on sand and trying to pound some longer motos. I mean I've been racing around locally and stuff, but. Just having a hard time being motivated, but the last month or so, I've been trying to get, mm-hmm. Get focused. But I got my points at least first moto. So I got at least I got my number another year. So I guess that's the bright side of the day.
What did you think of the racing itself, the track competition, track, and how'd that all go? Like anybody surprise you out there or anything?
Not really. I mean, I kind of knew there was a lot of fast guys out here. You know, I was at Unadilla watching, and I was just, seeing like Townley in 10th place and Alessi in 12th or whatever. And I was just thinking, man, it's pretty deep this year, you know. And realistically, I was kind of hoping I could be in the top 10, you know, overall or both motos or something. And that's kind of what I was shooting for. It's just, here it's, you never know. If I get a good start and ride good and get my flow, I know I can do good, but it was tough out there.
Right. I'm curious to know your opinion on the change of the direction of the track. It's been 3 years or 4 years now. I don't think I've ever talked to you about it. Do you like it going the other way or going this way?
At first I didn't like it this way, but it seems like it's kind of worked in pretty good. And the old track with the frog pond and all that and the big uphill in the back, that was definitely cool. I mean, that was probably the best Southwick. But, it's okay. I didn't really like the 450 going first.
Right.
You know, I would have preferred it being, like, rougher, you know. But whatever. I mean, it was good. It was, it was pretty rough still. Yeah. But, I mean, I just kind of bummed about the second moto, that's all.
Well, I think even though you didn't have a great day, you're still the king of Southwick. I had to feel good, all those fans just chanting your name. Maybe you didn't hear them, but I could hear them chanting your name and yelling for you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's always cool for me coming here. I mean, it's even when I was running around the track with my bike, popping and farting, obviously I wasn't racing, and they were cheering for me all the way around. And that's, I mean, even on the bad, the worst days, the fans are just great, and they have a way of kind of helping you through it. And, hopefully next year I can come back again and do something. I mean, if anything, I guess maybe I took the pressure off myself for next year.
where you added on last year.
Yeah, coming here this year, I knew I had, last year was going to be tough to beat. Right. So I kind of felt the pressure, but,
What's next for you?
Power wash myself? I don't know.
All right, thanks, Dowdy.
All righty, thanks.